We will open the meeting with the group saying the Serenity Prayer. This prayer is found in the yellow pamphlet and on page 2 of the conference flyer. Let's pause for a moment of silence for those who are facing challenges in and out of the program. Together,
God,
grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I need, and wisdom to know the difference. Welcome to the second annual Emotions Anonymous telephone conference. Our theme today is experience, strength, and hope. My name is Greta, and I am powerless over my emotions. Please mute yourself by pressing star 6 on your phone. We have discovered that our EA fellowship is warm and friendly and is important in achieving and maintaining emotional health. We come here to learn how to live a new way of life through the 12 steps. The program helps us find solutions that lead to serenity. As we learn to place our problems in their true perspective, we find they lose their power to dominate our thoughts and our lives. The loving exchange of help among members and daily reading of EA literature make us ready to receive the priceless gift of serenity. The meeting is
Greta, this is Lori. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away.
I will indeed. Thank you very much, Greta, for beginning the meeting. The meeting is open for anyone who would like to share your first name and where you are calling from if you like. Press star 6 to unmute and again to mute after you share. My name is Rory, and I'm calling from Galway in Ireland.
My name is Avis, and I am calling from North Carolina.
My name is Jeanette, and I'm calling from Louisiana.
Hi, this is Dorita. I'm calling from Cleveland. I'm sorry. Dorita calling from Cleveland.
Welcome, Dorita.
Hi, this is Rosalie, and I'm calling from Virginia.
Hi, Rosalie.
Susan from Texas.
Welcome, Susan.
This is Dave. I'm still here from Minnesota.
Hi, Dave.
Emily from Virginia.
Hi, Emily.
This is Avis from North Carolina.
Sorry, can you repeat your name?
Yes, my name is Avis, A-V-I-S, North Carolina.
Welcome, Avis.
Colin from the UK.
From Illinois.
Colin, welcome from the UK. And what is the next person? I missed a female voice there. Could you announce yourself again? Okay, no problem. Welcome to the meeting.
Hey, this is Frank from Illinois. Not sure if you heard me before.
I don't think I did, Frank. Welcome to the meeting.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else on the line who'd like to introduce themselves?
My name is Jeanette from Louisiana. I'm not sure if you heard me.
Jeanette, I think somebody else spoke at the same time, so you're welcome, Jeanette.
Thank you.
And there's one announcement. Our website, emotionsanonymous.org, and the EA International Service Center at 651-647-9712 have many resources that can help you gain serenity. At our meetings, we use first names only. Many of us add powerless over our emotions. Comments made here are treated confidentially to uphold our tradition of anonymity. Anonymity assures us that only we have the right to make our membership in EA known to others. Criticism and arguments are avoided to ensure easy and open-minded discussions. Experience has shown that it is more productive to discuss solutions rather than problems. If we share the positives and solutions by focusing on the program, we are more likely to leave the meeting feeling optimistic and hopeful. Please refrain from crosstalk. Unasked for advice or comments from another person and feedback, as these can divert us from the step or topic for the meeting. We will now read the Just for Today's and the slogans we use from the yellow pamphlet. Who would like to help with reading the Just for Today's? We will need four readers for those.
I would like to help. This is Avis.
Avis, I will put you down then for Just for Today's 1-3.
Okay.
Hi, this is Frank. I'll help you.
Thank you, Frank. You're 4-6.
4-6, okay.
Two more required.
This is Susan. I can help.
Thank you, Susan. If you can read 7-9, please.
Dorita, I can help. I'll be happy to help.
Thank you, Dorita. If you can read the last three, that's 10-12. And we will need two readers to read the slogans. The slogans are short, so if somebody can read the first six slogans.
I can do that also.
That's Dorita speaking?
No, Avis.
Avis, okay. You're 1-6 for the slogans, and someone to take 7-12. I can do that myself.
This is Susan. I can help.
Okay, Susan. I'm doing enough talking, so if you'll do 7-12 of the slogans. So we're ready to go now with the Just for Today's. Aces, if you could take us away with numbers 1-3.
All right, then. Good afternoon to everyone. Thank you for your service. Today is North Carolina, and I'm powerless over my emotions. Just for today, the choice is mine. Number one, just for today, I will try to live through this day only, not tackling all of my problems at once. I can do something that, at this moment, that would discourage me if I had to continue it a lifetime. Two, just for today, I will try to be happy, realizing my happiness does not depend on what others do or say or what happens around me. Happiness is a result of being at peace with myself. Three, just for today, I will try to adjust myself to what is and not force everything to adjust to my own desires. I will accept my family, my friends, my business, my circumstances as they come. Pass.
This is Frank. Thank you, Avis. Just number four, just for today, I will take care of my physical health. I will exercise my mind. I will do something spiritual. Five, just for today, I will do somebody a good turn and not get found out. If anyone knows of it, it will not count. I will do at least one thing I don't want to do, and I will perform some small act of love for my neighbor. Six, just for today, I will try to go out of my way to be kind to someone I meet. I will be considerate, talk low, and look as good as I can. I will not engage in unnecessary criticism or finding fault, nor try to improve or regulate anybody except myself. Pass.
This is Susan, powerless over my emotions and everything. Just for today, number seven. Just for today, I will have a program. And could everyone please mute their phone? There's quite a lot of noise and static on the line. Just for today, I will have a program. I may not follow it exactly, but I will have it. I will save myself from two pests, hurry and indecision. 8. Just for today, I will stop saying, if I had time. I never will find time for anything. If I want time, I must take it. 9. Just for today, I will have a quiet time of meditation, wherein I shall think of my higher power, of myself, and of my neighbor. I shall relax and seek truth. Pass.
Hi, this is Dorita P. in Cleveland, and I'm powerless over my emotions. Just for today, 10. I shall be unafraid. Particularly, I shall be unafraid to be happy, to enjoy what is good, what is beautiful, and what is lovely in life. 11. Just for today, I will not compare myself to others. I will accept myself and live to the best of my ability. And 12. Just for today, I choose to believe that I can live this one day. Pass. Thanks.
And now, the slogans. Avis, can you take the first 6 of those? Thank you. We can't hear you, Avis. Perhaps you're not unmuted.
That is correct. I muted myself. Sorry about
it
that.
It happens to us all.
Slogans we'll use. Let go and let God. You are not alone. One day at a time. Live and let live. First thing first, look for the good. Pass.
Susan, you are going to take 7 through 12. We can't hear you. Perhaps Susan is muted or dropped off the call. I'll continue. By the grace of God, I have a choice. Know yourself, be honest. This too shall pass. I need people. Keep it simple. And thank you to all who've helped to read the Just for Today's and the slogans.
This was Susan. I just wanted to say that there must have been a group mute because my phone was unmuted, but there apparently everyone had been muted at some point. And when that happens, I know you have to press *6 to unmute. So that's what happened.
Okay, Susan, no problem. Glad you're still here. Our subject for this session is the solution. And we are very happy to have Cheryl sharing with us today. Cheryl, you may share for 20 to 30 minutes, and I will let you know when you have 5 minutes left. How long would you like to share for?
I don't think I'll be here 30 minutes, but I'll leave it open for that. But
perhaps if I were to inform you after 15 minutes.
Well, you can go up to 25. I won't, if it's needed, but it won't be.
Oh, okay, if you're still talking at 25, then I'll
yeah.
Thank you, Cheryl. You go ahead.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Roy, for your service of moderating this session of the meeting. I'd like to also thank the committee who put together this conference. I'm very grateful for this conference and very grateful for the phone meetings and the meetings that I have been able to meet people from all over the world. And I'm Cheryl, and I'm powerless over my emotions, and I'm very grateful that I have been asked to speak. I am powerless over not only my emotions, but all other people, places, and things. I'm grateful for the wonderful 12-step recovery program of Emotions Anonymous. The topic that I've been asked to share on is the solution. When I hear the word solution, my thoughts automatically go to the identification of a problem. It could be the mental or emotional illness. It could be my particular insanity. It can be my disease, dis-ease. And just briefly, when asked to share, we're asked to tell what lives used to be like, what happened, and then what we are like now after coming into the 12-step program, and share our experience, strength, and hope with others. And I'll just share a brief bit of my history. I think as a child, I was probably a little bit more high-strung and suffered from some type of illness. And I think that my trouble became more apparent when my parents separated and were going to get divorced. I think I was about 14 at the time, and I think I just began to start acting out because it just kind of turned my life, not that my life was perfect, but it turned life upside down, you know, from my father leaving the house and, you know, not having that interaction during the day, and then the relationship falling apart, you know, between my parents and being old enough to watch that happen. So I do believe I started acting out. And I think at that time, I asked my parents to get some help for me, you know, said I needed to see somebody. And I think at that time, during the with the insurance that she had, I went to Kaiser and was assigned a social worker. And I didn't know how to express myself or express what was going on with me. So that relationship didn't last. And so my problems just continued to snowball. And I think at the age of 19, I was working for the city of East Cleveland. And I was in the recreation office, and there was a nurse in there. And I used to sit down and tell that nurse that I needed a psychiatrist, I needed a psychiatrist. And she would say to me, "Girl, there's nothing wrong with you." And after my freshman year in college, I spent that first summer in a mental institution. And I was there practically that whole summer. It was there that I received my diagnosis of manic depression. It was there that I was put on medication. It was there that I took myself off medication against medical advice and stopped seeing a doctor because I didn't like the effects of the medicine. And I couldn't, at 19, I couldn't see having to take medication for the rest of my life. I just was against it. So I probably went for, it was probably the next, until about the age of 33, riding the emotion, riding the roller coaster of my emotions. And it wasn't until I found out that I was pregnant that I decided that, you know what, I can't strap a car seat onto this roller coaster, and I need to get help. But since I was planning to breastfeed, I went to an agency, and they couldn't put me on medication at the time because I was planning to breastfeed. So I had appointments, like counseling appointments, so they could keep track of what was going on with me, because we were also afraid of what postpartum would do. And after I gave birth to my child, I wound up in a very manic state, still no medication, but having to be closely monitored. And then after a couple of years, I was in a catatonic state, which required me to be hospitalized in order to get stabilized on medication. And at that time, I agreed to the hospitalization. I agreed to the medication. One of the reasons I agreed to the hospitalization is because the hospital that I had gone to when I was 19 years old was like a country club, and it was where these rich women went because they said they were depressed and they wanted to get away from their husbands. So it was just, you know, they would walk up and down the halls in their caftans and their high heel slippers, and they kind of took me under their wing. So when they talked about hospitalization, I thought, okay, I'll be going back to a place like that. That wasn't so bad. I could do that. Well, I had a very rude awakening at that second hospitalization that it was like, it was worse than one flew over the cuckoo's nest. It was a serious, I don't think it was state-run, but it was a pretty, pretty awful place. And I think I had to stay there 2 weeks, and I was able to get a new doctor, so I was under a doctor's care. And also, it's when I decided to seek out, I had already sought out EA, but at that time I thought that this Emotions Anonymous must not be working, because if I still have to see doctors and if I have to go to the hospital and still go to meetings, then, you know, what good is this? Well, my sponsor taught me that, you know, when I have to be hospitalized, that I still have the tools of this program and that I can take them with me. I'm grateful for the sponsorship that I have, and that for the few 24 hours that I've been in this program, I have that same sponsor. And even after completing my 12-step work formally, I still keep my weekly contact with my sponsor. And that's something that I also ask of with my sponsees. And sometimes it's just a very quick call, you know, where you at, what you doing. And she focuses on meetings, action, prayer. I happen to belong to the same home group that my sponsor belongs to, so I see her once a week. So, of course, she knows, you know, are you making it to your home group or not? But then what other meetings are you making it to? A few years ago, I broke my ankle, so I wasn't able to make it to my home group. And that's when I started attending phone meetings. So now that there is a daily Next Frontier phone meeting every morning at 9:30, after I get up off my knees praying, I can call into that phone meeting and also pick, you know, a certain day that I can do service and moderate, and I'm very grateful that I am able to do that. That contact is also, excuse me, something that I request my sponsors to do, is keep that weekly connection, because that's a formal action. That's something that you're picking up the phone, you're making that phone call, just kind of checking in. And it keeps me grounded, it keeps me rooted, and I get out as much of it from as I would say, you know, someone else does. And that's something that I was taught very early on by people ahead of me in the program, that I get recovery when I give it away. So there's one particular home group member that used to tell me that you'll get better when you take someone else through these steps. You know, because I'm not just working on and thinking about, oh, me, and what's going on with me. I'm letting that go and trying to guide and direct another person through the 12 steps, as was done for me. And the previous session was on sponsorship, and that's what sponsorship means to me. I'm doing for someone else what was done for me, and that's all I can do is guide a person through the 12 steps as I was guided. And then I can't fix anybody. I can't help anybody. I have to pray for my sponsees just as I pray for myself and any other people that I pray for, that I want to have some relief or recovery or health. So for me, the solution in my life is the 12-step program of Emotions Anonymous. And I'm grateful for the 12-step program of Emotions Anonymous. And I would also like to take this time to thank Alcoholics Anonymous for the permission to use the program. And then what I think of, too, when it comes to using the program, and it says this in the front of our yellow pamphlet, and we thank the God of our understanding for guidance, because without God's guidance, leadership, and direction, I have nothing. And unfortunately, I came into this program with a huge resentment against God, against the God of my understanding at the time. I had been miserable and suicidal, and I blame God because I was still here. I blame God because I had a mental illness. I blame God because of the color of my skin and the things I had to suffer. So these 12 steps taught me how to get through that resentment and that fear and that anger, if you will, and build up to a trust and a love of a God of my understanding. And it's through the steps, this helpful concept, number one, kind of sums it all up, that we come to Emotions Anonymous in order to live a new way of life through this 12-step program with the 12 steps, 12 traditions, the concepts, the serenity prayers, and there are other prayers, slogans, the Just for the Days, the EA literature, the weekly meetings and telephone and personal contacts, and living the program one day at a time. Tradition three tells us that the only requirement for membership is a desire to become well emotionally. So I like the fact that I don't have to, there are meetings. There are meetings that have membership requirements, like maybe you have to have a sponsor, you may have to do A, B, and C. But for me to be a member of Emotions Anonymous, I don't have to do any of that. And I don't have to be working the steps. I don't have to have a sponsor. And I say I'm a member, I'm a member. And that's what it says in our traditions. For me personally, if I didn't have a sponsor, I probably wouldn't be here. I went to the rooms of Emotions Anonymous to get the literature, and I thought that I could take the literature back to my little cubbyhole of misery and recover. I could read it, and I don't know, I guess I thought mystically, magically, I would get well. And I ran in and out of the rooms for a while, miserable doing that. I go to a meeting, I could listen to what the people used to share about what their lives used to be like. That would give me hope, but my misery was still there. They had a joy and camaraderie that I couldn't relate to, so I'd run out crying until the next time. On one particular evening when I was leaving out, there was a woman who was going to lock the door and get the signs, and she said, "Can I give you a hug?" And they were very friendly. At the meetings, they would give their cards, give their phone numbers, try to talk to me, but I was too busy crying. I wasn't trying to talk to anyone. So she asked for a hug, and I'm looking like, no, I don't want to touch you, and I'm not going to let you touch me. But I hugged her, you know, anyway. And after I hugged her, she told me, this happened to be a meeting that was on Friday night, and she told me about her home group, which happened to be on a Wednesday night. And on July 21st, 1993, when I was feeling particularly miserable, and that happens to be my birthday, I talked my sister into going to that Wednesday meeting with me. She did it for me as a birthday present to me. I'll take you to this meeting. And that's when I joined that Wednesday home group. I chose that woman who gave me a hug when I was leaving that other meeting. I chose her as my sponsor, and it's been my home group ever since. And I'm grateful for that meeting. I'm grateful for the sponsor. I'm grateful for the people ahead of me in the program, and so very grateful for the people who have come behind me in the program, which are the reason that the doors are still open. Sometimes I look around, and, you know, it seems a little lax because all we have is our home group members. We may have one or two visitors from another area, but it's like it's not 15 or 20 people sitting in a room. But that's not required. If it's one, if it's two, if it's three, and we're able to have a meeting and someone gets something out of it, I walk away grateful and always grateful that I chose to go to my home group meeting. The relationships with, you know, not only my sponsor and my sponsees, but my relationship with the other 12-step members in our area. And now my relationship with the other 12-step members in other areas that I have met, you know, through the phone meetings. And it's helped in my life in so many ways. It allowed me to have my non-EA relationships with relatives and friends. So for me, it was necessary to stop living in my problems and focus on living according to the principles of the 12 steps. The principle behind step one is honesty. The principle behind step two is hope. The principle behind step three is faith. Step four, courage. Step five, self-integrity. Step six, willingness. Seven, humility. Eight, brotherly love and responsibility. Nine, discipline. 10, perseverance. 11, spiritual awakening. And 12, service. When my fiance died a few years back, I was looking for something to share at his funeral, and he had been a member of a 12-step program for over 26 years, and I did a little research on the Serenity Prayer and also did some research on the spiritual principles. And during my research on the spiritual principles, it talked about, as it listed the step, for most of the 12 steps, it listed all of the spiritual principles. And I was like, oh, well, that's kind of cool. So I didn't have to choose one or choose another. I think that just trying to not so much work the steps, but live the steps, that my life began to change and a new world was opened up to me. This program taught me how to get myself out of the way. It also taught me how to mind my own business, stop blaming other people, places, and things, and to take responsibilities for the things that go on in my life. So it's going to meetings, the spiritually directed acts, the prayer. There, we have a pamphlet of four A's, the attitude, action, awareness, and acceptance. And there is it's a paragraph on acceptance that I keep on I have it on a piece of paper, and on the other side of that paragraph on acceptance is the full version of the Serenity Prayer. And one of my sponsees, it's actually a long distance sponsee, we had she had already worked through the 12 steps when I became her sponsor. And one of the things we do on our sessions together is read. We started off reading the Emotions Anonymous book, and then we started on the Alcoholics Anonymous big book, because in my area, that's how I was guided through recovery by my sponsor, was first by reading the first 165 pages of the Alcoholics Anonymous big book, getting me to step four, to where it was required that I write down my four-step inventory. So,
Cheryl, you have five minutes.
Okay,
you have five minutes
away. Okay, thank you. So we've gotten to the end of the AA book, and on page 417 is the paragraph about acceptance. It says, acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. When I am disturbed, it is because I find some person, place, thing, or situation, some fact of my life unacceptable to me, and I can find no serenity until I accept that person, place, thing, or situation as being exactly the way it is supposed to be at this moment. Nothing, absolutely nothing, happens in God's world by mistake. Until I could accept my alcoholism, I could not stay sober. Unless I accept life completely on life's terms, I could not be happy. I need to concentrate not so much on what needs to be changed in the world as what needs to be changed in me and my attitudes. And then there's just a couple more things that I wanted to share. Let's see if I can find them now. Somebody talked about earlier about the how, and it was the honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness of the program. And those were keys for me. And I'll just close with the meditation from the Today Book for December 12. It says the program is like a seed or young plant in the ground. If I am upset, I can't even think straight. It is important for me to quiet down, to be receptive to what is being said to me. First things first, to receive the message, I must be like the soft, rich earth, pliable, open, willing, and honest. Later on, I have to weed out attitudes which can choke out sanity, like anxiety and temper. For many, the promise of sanity is snatched away from the almost immediately, by personalities taking over before principles have even had a chance to grow. Am I allowing the roots of my program to go down deep? Am I feeding my program with the spiritual nourishment provided by the steps and program literature? The meditation has helped me to absorb the sunshine of the fellowship. And today I will remember, I will relax and watch my seeds grow. I would like to thank everybody who participated in this conference today. And thank you for allowing me to share. And with that, I pass.